Hi, I'm Calicuria, and these are my podficker's notes to my podfic of Come Away to the Water, which is a Spartacus story written by Leo Bratt. And first of all, many thanks to Leo Bratt for giving me permission over a year ago at this point. This is a project that's been quite a while in the making, for a few personal reasons, but also because of a lot of the choices that I made in order to make this podfic. It took a while, partly because of some personal changes, but mostly because of decisions that I made when I was making this podfic, and they were unusual decisions for me, so I wanted to talk about why I chose to do certain things the way I did in this story. And one of the reasons that this took so very long, even after I finished recording the story, was I felt that the pacing of the story was very important, especially in audio, because it is such a good story and a well-written story and such an intense story. Leo Bratt does an amazing job of capturing the dialogue from Spartacus, which is written in a very specific way, and Leo Bratt really gets the lexicon and the pattern of that, and that's reflected in the narration too. And I wanted to let that come through as much as possible. Also, much like the TV show Spartacus, this is a very intense story. The show is very visually intense. The story is very emotionally intense, which is one of the reasons that I wanted to podfic it. And I fell in love with the character of Navia. And one of the few things about the ending of the series that I'm not happy with, or at least not okay with, is how Navia's story ended. I kept thinking there was more to her story, which is part of why it was so great to find the story and to read the story, and I fell in love with it, and then it was so great that Leo Bratt gave me permission to podfic it. And as I said, I wanted to give the language the weight that it deserved, but I also wanted to give the listener, time to fully absorb what was going on in the story, partly to make sure they didn't miss anything, and also partly because it is such an intense story, I wanted to give listeners as much downtime almost between sections as possible, because otherwise I was worried that it would become unrelenting in a way that I didn't think would be beneficial to the story. So I spent a lot of time going back in and making sure that each pause between sections was as long as it needed to be, or as short as it needed to be in a few cases, but mostly was as long as it needed to be. And for the most part, that meant about 4 seconds, which for me as a listener I've found how long I need to sort of process the story thus far and get ready for the next section. As a reader, I tend to want to rush it a little bit more, which is part of why I always have to go back and fix it. But I felt that it was very important to get that right. And as a result, that slowed everything down a lot. Another thing that slowed things down a lot was after a few early takes, when I tried to do voices, I made the conscious decision that I wasn't going to do voices, which is very unusual for me. I like recording, doing different voices for different characters. I'm fine listening to those. I'm also fine listening to podfickers who don't do that, but I've just found that it's easier for me to record that way. But one of the other things that I really liked about the story was how intensely narrow the focus was. This story could have easily become about Navia and Crixus, or about, you know, the rebellion generally. And instead, the focus stayed so tight on Nadia. And I was worried that if I did voices, then it would give the impression that there was something coming to the listener that wasn't through the filter of Nadia's perception. And I wanted to make sure that that didn't happen, that everything was filtered through Nadia's perception. So I had to redo a few takes to make sure that I wasn't doing voices as much as possible. A little bit leaked in here and there, but for the most part, that didn't happen. Another way that I tried to keep things very limited to Nadia's perspective was in how I did the voices of the ghosts that talked to her. And in the written story, those voices are set off with italics. And that's very important visually because sometimes there's a back and forth. Voices are talking to her while someone else in real life is actually talking to her, and you need to be able to distinguish those. Or sometimes Nadia is talking to herself, and then a ghost voice starts talking to her. And that was another thing where I tried a number of different ways of doing that. But what I ended up choosing to do was, instead of adding effects, I changed my posture as a pod figure. For normal recording, narration, or normal dialogue, or whatever, I'd be sitting where I am now, which is about 12 inches from the microphone. But when I was doing the ghost voices, I would get a lot closer. And I'd get to about 4 inches away from the microphone. And as you can tell, that changes the quality of my voice a lot. And it was really creepy the first few times I was walking around doing beta editing. And suddenly, you know, there was my voice. And then suddenly there was a ghost me sort of almost on my shoulder, it felt like. And even though it was my voice, and even though I was ready for it, because I knew that that was the effect I was using in that take, it was incredibly creepy. But I decided that I really liked that, because even though Nadia does find comfort and solace in these voices, they are creepy, and they are extremely close to her and whispering in her ear, and I liked that effect and sort of the unease, but also the reassuring proximity after a while of those voices, which, at least when I was beta editing, especially when the story gets very intense later on, it was surprisingly reassuring after, you know, this very hard, very intense scene. You know, there's several where she gets assaulted and a long sequence where she's raped. To suddenly have this much closer voice come in almost made what had happened previously a little unreal in contrast, just because sort of you now had this new range of proximity, and that made everything else recede a bit, which hadn't been what I thought would happen, but I really liked when it came up. And all those changes, and especially the spaces, meant that the finished podfic is quite a bit longer than in theory it should have been based on its length. The written story is 25,000 words. And a good metric when you're measuring how long a hypothetical podfic is going to be is that about 10,000 words will give you about an hour of finished edited audio, give or take. It depends on the podfic, depends on the story, but we've done some polls and overall that seems to work out. But this finished podfic is 3 hours and 15 minutes long. So there's an extra almost 7,500 words of space and of sort of slowed down narration and dialogue there that I ended up deciding was really important to have in the story. And I'm very happy with how it turned out. This was one of my favorite podfics to make, one of the favorite ones that I've ever produced. I'm very proud of it. I hope you liked it too. Thanks for listening.